How is the best way to deal with disillusionment, both with the world and one's decades-long practice? How to keep disillusionment from becoming depression? Thank you for who you are and what you do. Yeah, it's disillusionment. Sometimes that if it's real disillusionment, in other words, the illusions are being shattered, you're learning what the truth is. The truth is always very peaceful and happy and beautiful. That's one way you can know it's truthful. It's inspiring and it's beautiful. Remember what I said about walking up the hillside when you go really slow, and when you stop, everything becomes so beautiful. So if the practice is going well, it creates a huge amount of happiness. There is one sutta, I always quote it probably many times on this retreat. This is a teaching by the Buddha in the Dhammacetiya Sutta. And a king went to see the Buddha just before the king passed away. And he kissed the Buddha's feet. Because, you know, he looked upon the Buddha like this, like father for him. And he said, and the Buddha said, what are you doing that for? He said, no, because I love you, Buddha, basically. And I also love coming to this monastery. And the Buddha said, why do you like coming to this monastery? And this is the important part of the sutta. The king said, because whenever I come into this monastery, it was the Jetavana monastery, the Jeta Grove monastery, outside of Sarvati. When I come into this monastery, the monks are always happy and smiling. And the Buddha said, yes, that's what you can expect when the monks are meditating, getting insight. They're happy, they're smiling. And I like quoting that because the measure of their wisdom can be seen on the smile on your face. If you're miserable, you haven't really understood very much. But if you're happy, joyful, then that shows that your meditation is proceeding very well. So if you really are being disillusioned from the problems of life, you're breaking through that illusion. It's actually happy and happy and happy. The more you understand, the more peaceful you are, the more happy you are. And that's what the Buddha said. Yes, great king, if people are meditating properly, they're getting insight, they're happy and smiling. Dear Ajahn, letting go helps better meditation, but how...